It is, of course, Thursday, tomorrow. Almost forgot what day it was. But never mind. We're very professional here. We always remember just in time. It's the 12th of May tomorrow, and it's EastEnders time. 7:30, BBC One. I'm not sure... as far as I'm aware, EastEnders was taken off BBC America a few years ago. But it's still on BBC One here in the UK. Well, I'm in Spain, but over there in the UK. And I have the synopsis here from the official BBC press office page. The aftermath of the party. What party? Did I miss a party, Pilar? I don't believe it. Anyway, it's still being felt in the square in the latest drama from Walford. Meanwhile, Denise decides to take her relationship with Youssef to another level, and elsewhere, Masood's worries for Zainab grow. But are his fears becoming realised? And Fatboy and Mercy... Fatboy, you can't have a name like that! That's discrimination, for goodness sake. And Mercy give mixed signals while preparing for the wedding. So there we go, folks. Lots of drama. Just in the names alone, the names say it all. There's going to be lots of action in tomorrow's EastEnders, 7:30 on BBC One. If you prefer, there's something called Inside the Human Body, first to last. Episode 2 of 4, Michael Mosley reveals how, minute by minute, from first breath to last, the human body performs countless small miracles to keep us alive. Following a dramatic water birth, the program journeys through the heart, seeing how that first breath leads to a replumbing of the entire circulatory system. Remarkable people demonstrate how well the human body adapts to extreme environments. Herbert, who can hold his breath for 9 minutes, Wim, who swims in water so cold it would kill a normal person, and Debbie, who has lived for 10 years on a diet of crisps. Goodness me, it sounds like daytime reality programs, isn't it? Finally, the program reveals what happens when the body gives up its fight for survival. Okay, this is a controversial episode, I believe, caused a lot of talk in the press, in particular the Daily Mail, and that is being shown on BBC One. Possibly it will make its way on to BBC America. That's on 9 p.m. after the watershed on BBC One, Thursday the 12th of May. So look out for that. And in addition, on the issue there of the miracles of the human body and everything, we were watching in class a few days ago, looking at videos of various animals giving birth, and various mammals giving birth, and we looked at the dolphin. It was amazing. It gives birth in the water. It was in like one of these aquarium things, and it was swimming round and round, and it was, you know, it was giving birth. It was a marvelous, magical thing to watch. I've never ever seen anything like it in my life. And the tail or the fin of the baby appears first, and the mother is still swimming round the pool, and eventually the whole, you know, the whole baby comes out, and it's amazing. It just starts swimming straight away. It's natural. It's got the whatever. So the minute it's born, it doesn't just sort of float. It just starts swimming, going round and round the pool. The baby dolphin. It's absolutely amazing. So we saw that. What else did we see? We saw we saw three. We saw that. We saw baby rabbits. Really cute. The little legs and things. All completely bald. No fur or anything. All little bald things. Little tiny legs sort of kicking about. And the mum was, you know, sort of cleaning them and everything. And it was such a beautiful... I'm not sure where the dad was. Didn't seem to be on the scene at all. Which sort of mirrors human life, I think. But the little tiny babies, so cute with their little eyes shut and all like pink and baldy, really cute. So that was lovely to see. I've never seen that, a rabbit giving birth. And the one after that was the one that looked most human was the panda bear giving birth. Amazing, absolutely amazing.